Hello, my fine friends. It's 1648. It's the 1st of May, 2024. Chapter 159, of course. Don't need to tell you that. And we're getting down to the furious fifth. It's furious fifth today of getting this field cleared before we move house, which, look, it's not going to be till August. There's plenty of time. You know, a lot of you are emailing in saying, Rich, come on, what have you achieved in 6 years? How do you expect to do? You haven't even done the outside yet. How do you expect to do that and all the middle by August? Well, August is the deadline, my friends. And, you know, if there's a couple of stones to clear, I can come back. I'm not moving far away. But I'd like to move to a new field. There'll be, if we time this right, just in time for the when we move on from being intermediate to advanced, we'll be in a new field, difficult field, I think. Maybe one with no stones. That's the most difficult field to clear. Or just one stone, but it's buried at a depth of 12 feet, and you have to find it without a stone detecting machine. A little bit dizzy today again. Not very happy about this. I think it's just tiredness, but it's coming and going. So hopefully I can complete my quest before my untimely demise. But we'll see. If I die, another stone clearer will stop up and take my place. I know that. I know there's a few of you waiting for that moment. It's not going to happen. Right, here we are on the station. Station looking quite beautiful today. The rape seed plants taller than me now. It's nearly picked up a dog poo there. I saw a good stone, and it turned out to be a dog poo. It's again, I can't say it too often. Don't do that. That's one of the will be. Oh, you're there. Wolfie's dashed ahead of it. Thought she disappeared. Don't pick up dog poo. It's a trick and a trap. It's a trick. I can't speak. It's going to make today's podcast difficult. I may be just about to have a stroke or something. You know, it's possible. Wolfie's doing a poo. The stone Stasi will put dog poos out as a trick to get you. Wolfie's just done a poo, just right where. Oh no, that's a horrible one, Wolfs. That's the softest, nastiest poop I've seen from Wolfie in a while. It's a couple of solid bits surrounded by a sea of diarrhea. I'll do what I can. I think I might leave this one to pick up on the way out, because it's a bit too gross. So I'm going to put that there, come back for it, and I'm going to use straw to bury the more liquidy bits of this. Oh, it's nasty. You're not here to, well, and I know some of you are here because you love dog poop, but remind me to pick that up before I leave. I've cleared a few stones though while we're doing that. You all right, Wolves? No wonder you wanted to come for a walk. Wolfie was asking, and that diarrhea is the answer to the question: can I go out because I have diarrhea? So yeah, I'm feeling a little bit shaky, I have to say myself. So illness is on the House of Herring. My son Ernie has scarlet fever, which sounds like something from the Victorian days, but somehow he's picked that up. I think I've just got a general bug. But this dizziness is coming back every now and again. just make me worried about something else other than my testicles, which, you know, can't be a bad thing. Oh, Wolfie doing another poo. Oh, Wolfs. Wolfie struggling to get anything out, just liquid coming out there for all you poo. Yeah, I mean, I don't even have to really cover that up. It's just seeped into the soil. I will cover up. Oh, Wolfie, and she's dragging her bum against the floor. Whoa, poor girl, what have you eaten? We're not here to discuss your bottom, darling, but if needs must, clearing stones all the way. I'm worried that bending down to pick up stones might exacerbate this slight. Oh my goodness, a load of pigeons just flown from the centre of the, wish I'd got the picture of that. They just all flew off in different directions. A portent of something. So we're just at the bit where the crops aren't really growing, so this is a great chance to get rid of a few more of the stones from the edge before we move on a bit more towards the middle. Of course, we've only done the edge really of about, not even probably half the field really. I think maybe once early on I took you all the way around the field, but we do often just do this, the brief cut across, which isn't even a quarter. If we go up to the top corner and cut through past the cairn in the middle of the field, I guess that's approx a half. So I do have to get round to the other side of the station. You may say I'm a dreamer if you think I'm going to get that done by August, but I am the only one, but I still think I can do it. More dog poo there, not picked up by their owners or hidden by their owners. It's turned white, that's why it looks like a stone. It's a very clever trick from the Stone Stasi. But otherwise, business biffniff as biffniff as usual. Just doing my best. I'm walking past some stones now. I'm not in a rush. More haft left, please. As the stone clearers of old did say. And yeah, even if you are feeling a bit giddy, even if you're feeling a little bit ill, as I am today, that's no excuse. The stones don't understand illness and they will not countenance it. They don't understand death. They understand being worn away gently by the rain. That's the only thing they understand. But no piece of stone is ever truly just destroyed. Just turns into sand, I guess. If you eat the sand, I guess, and then poop it out, is that destroyed? No, just comes straight out, wouldn't it? That's why stone is our superior. Oh, that one's deeper. I haven't got anything to dig anything out with here. The tire tracks of some kind of piece of farm machine, maybe the one from earlier this month, last month. Oh, that's a nice stone. Look at that. That's a nice medium there. Wolves, we're not getting many of those at this stage. Wolfie chasing the stone, and that one can go the medium, the couple of little ones, and the medium goes towards the trees. Doesn't quite land in the trees, but is off the field at least. Nice bit of chunk of stone there, about the size of Richard Herring, Hermione Granger fist, but with more wallop than Hermione could manage, I think. If you got hit in the face by Hermione and got hit in the face by that brick, I think you'd know which was which. Neither would be a particularly pleasant experience. So I think we're going to keep it short today, now that Wolfie's pooped her guts out. She's still quite jolly. She'll have eaten some mouse or something, wouldn't you? It's your own fault. Someone did warn me. Thank you for emailing in. Just checked the email. It was Nettle.Dockleaf, I think her name was, to say that rapeseed can be quite dangerous for dogs. So I'm making sure Wolfie's not eating rapeseed. But she doesn't seem to run amongst the rapeseed actually very much. Hence her pooping on the edge of the field. So maybe she appreciates that this is her enemy. Looks like a beautiful, it's a beautiful plant. Dark green leaves, beautiful yellow flowers. Pretty horrible name. They should change the name of the plant or the violent, unpleasant act. I guess they won't. It's just the way people are. Whoopee! I'm really in a maze of rapeseed here, and I don't know what's coming around the corner. Wolfie! Try to keep Wolfie away from any marauding animals. Come, we're going up here. Very difficult job when you have an ill child and a non-ill child to keep both of them. Whoa, a little stone there off the field. Hope that's not going to hit anyone. Wolfie, come here. Can't see. That's a dangerous thing to do. Shouldn't have done that. It was a tiny stone, though. It's difficult to... You've got to take one kid to an activity, but have someone with the other kid who's not allowed to go to activities. I don't know. What can you do? It's not good, is it? But we're managing. The help. Little help from our friends. But I've got to get back to... Look after my scarlet fever Victorian urchin back at home. Managed to pick up a couple of, two or three just little bits of shrapnel. They're like the fingernail of a, a sizable gorilla. Not that sort of size, but that sort of flatness. And almost that shape. One of them is small. I mean, it could be a little fingernail and then a thumbnail and your middle fingernail of a reasonable sized gorilla. Of course, gorillas have very small penises, but I think their fingernails are probably bigger than humans. Definitely than my fingernails. I've got the dainty hands of a small wizard. So, yeah, a few piles of sort of dung or something there. Some kind of straw or dung. Hopefully the harvest of this crop will come soon and we'll get a chance to really get to grips with the whole field. And I can get my work done. I'll be out here 24/7, 365. But I've got now a handful of shrapnel. One of them is bigger than about the size of a very rectangular gorilla penis, I would say. But yeah, I'm not feeling well. Wolfie's not feeling well. Ernie's definitely not feeling well. So this will just be me slightly moaning, clearing a few stones. But everyone says it's not possible. Well, look, even just in my hand, we're six stones closer to finishing this thing. And that's not including at least probably double that number have gone off. There's a tiny pebble. I'm going to take it. That is the size of a more like a baked bean size. Maybe slight, a giant baked bean. But it's got to come off. It might as well come off now. Usually I like to leave those tiny ones till very late. But, you know, the sooner you get them off. And, of course, these tiny stones are very good just filling up the holes in the cairn. You may think, does it matter if there's a hole inside the cairn? Well, yeah, it does. It just gives a more solid base and you can build atop it. It's all good. It's all good. I can see my other cairn from here, the one that's up the hill. I'm cheating on this field with another field, as badgers will know. Some would say the other field is my greater love, but that cairn is a long way. So there's some big stones up there, but it's a long way to walk. It's up a hill, but I can clearly see my cairn, like a little white spot on the back of a green hill. Excuse me. And yeah, it's going to be a quick one today. And not that much knowledge imparted, but sometimes the knowledge comes in the silences. Just found another tiny stone just in the pathway, really, and here's another. But these are good fodder for the ditch to stop Brexit. Hopefully this ditch will also stop the flights to Rwanda. Yeah, I picked up a lot of little bits of scree here. Just some scree. Maybe three of them into the ditch. Two of them onto the Alpha and Omega. And then we'll make our way home. It's a quick one. I never promised you a rose garden. I promised you some stones. That's all I've ever promised you. You've had your fill. And it's just a reminder. Oh, that's a nice one. So let's get that one off. It's calling. Get me off, Rich. I'm going to. Oh, and my friends. Yeah, there's some friends here. One of those is a leaf. One of your friends is just a leaf. Is he? Oh, you tricked me too. So lots of stones here. Three into the ditch to stop Brexit. And maybe a sarcastic amount for the Alpha and Omega cairn here. Good handful, six tiny stones. Oh, but yes, I'm not, it was a mistake to try and do a podcast today. My current state, I think I'm going to get through it alive. If I should die before my hand has gleaned this teeming field of stones, please carry on my work. I've had a good life. I'm hoping there's a lot more stones to clear. But one day, I will clear my last stone. That could be it. Those six could be my last stone. We're heading down the Duckett's Passage. So time to look for you. More of your emails. We mentioned that one that actually did come in. Now to look at some more that did come in. I mean, that's sort of a weird thing to say. Knothole creeper. I mean, that sounds like a villain in Batman or something, or a wrestler. It's me, Knothole Creeper. I'm a villain in Batman and a wrestler. I'm pretty good with names. I work in San Francisco, so you may not have heard of me, but if any listeners from San Francisco, then probably you will know Knothole Creeper. Good to have a celebrity on board. I heard you talking about your death on this week's podcast. How did you do that? And I know you plan to be buried beneath your cairn. Is that still the plan in action? Well, hopefully that's not coming for a while. Either buried beneath or my ashes just dumped unceremoniously on top. I would prefer it if a chamber was dug beneath the pyramid-like structure of my main cairn. I can Kercheval, as I sometimes call it. Whatever my family, I'll leave provision in my will, whatever my family feel is appropriate. If my wife knew about stone clearing, I think she would disapprove. And I think she would find the idea of scattering my ashes and burying my body there laughable. But it'll be there in my will for her to discover. I'll reveal my secret identity. It'll probably take her a long time to process the lies and betrayal that I've been forced to go through to mate with her and marry her only as cover. And hopefully she'll be upset only for a while about that and then appreciate why I had to behave that way. And then I loved her in a way, in my own way. I came to love her, or at least enjoy putting my willy in her. Hopefully she'll never listen to this podcast. Right, we're back home, Wolves. Do you want some food? You are not a stone, Wolfie, and you need sustenance. Or fuff-de-numph, you're dribbling. I mean, after your poop, do you really want to eat more? But you've hardly eaten your morning meal. This looks a bit dodgy, this stuff I'm feeding you. So hopefully it's not that. Wash your hands, always wash your hands after you've been on the field, lest you pick up scarlet fever out there. And enjoy your stone clearing, my fine friends. My finest friends.
Goodbye. From me and all the stones. See you, flag hag. Bye.
Listen to the stones, my friend, and they've halving ye a merry dance. Don't listen to the birds and trees. Don't listen to your underpants. Listen to the stones. Listen to the stones. And they in turn shall listen to ye, my friend, my fine friend.
For Dome Clearing with Richard Herring starred me, Richard Herring, slightly ill, and Wolfie the dog with slight diarrhea. No Stone Starzy, what can I say? The music is by Mike Coffgrey, the voice of the Fatones is Michael Faheen.
Don't listen to your underhand. Listen to the stones. Listen to the stones. And they in turn shall listen to ye, my friend.